99.1 FM Talk. We lead local talk. Here's Monica Jay on KKFT.
Because we actually let you talk. Have conversations with you. KKFT, it's 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are always open between 10 and noon at 884-9910. And it doesn't matter whether you're listening to 99.1 or 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. It's all about what you want to talk about. Paul White, my guest right now from QOL Reno. And Paul, we ended the last segment by you starting to talk about something, but I wanted to lead you into it because we have to come up with an alternative of where the caravans need to park, because we announced at the beginning of the week, and actually I think you put it out on Saturday, where we were going to be meeting this Saturday, and you've been kind of watching the area. What have you seen over the last few days since you announced we were taking another group out to see the deterioration of our community?
Well, it's an interesting thing, Monica, kind of shades of Pickett Park. Several large mountains of garbage mysteriously disappeared. A burned-out car disappeared. A number of tents were moved on one side, but were happy to say that unless the entire city workforce comes out there between today and Saturday morning, they're never going to be, there'll be plenty for the walking tour to see on Saturday. We talked with an employee from the garbage company that has a facility right there on the bank, and he said that yes, a lot of people had been coming out there moving trash and moving tents and things. It's just unfortunate that it takes an order, some groups like you and us to motivate the city to do their job. Monica?
But what they do is they just move the vagrants. They just move the people who choose to be out on the street. So we'll go find them someplace else. And, you know, we need to have that secondary location that we don't mention in place. And just when we get everybody together, say, you know what, we decided not to go here. We're going to go over here instead. And, you know, we'll play their game with them.
Right. You know, this is what they'll see. And we've not only been seeing the trash moving, but like I say, the two visits we've taken there in the last 2 weeks, crimes underway both times. Some of these
encampments,
size of one bedroom.
You say that, but I want everybody to know that if you come out on the walk with us, and this is open for everybody, this is not just city officials or county officials or people with different government agencies. This is for everyone to see, and you will be safe. Trust me, you will be safe.
Right. Right. And you know,
but it's not a place for kids.
No. But what they need to see, Monica, is that two things: how incredibly beautiful this trail could be with the trees over there and this trail going along this beautiful river and stuff, and it's just wrong that a city would let 100 or so people who simply, it's not that they can't get help, they don't want help, and so a community of 250,000 lets a couple hundred people ruin it for everybody. It's not right.
Yeah, it's not. There were so many complaints around Pickett Park, but what you didn't see from the news media was all of the people coming out and thanking Quality of Life Reno for cleaning up the park that they can now start using again, that they now feel comfortable and safe taking their kids to. And it has been maintained. Just for the few people who are living there, hundreds of taxpaying citizens are affected because they can't use the recreational facilities that they pay to be able to have, that
right.
all of us pay to have.
Right, and we went by Pickett Park this week. It looked pristine. There were two families with their kids out there playing. And, you know, the police did a good job. And here's what people don't know also. The officer that the articles featured, who was in charge of moving the homeless out of Pickett to get it good. And here, a very thoughtful guy, very sensitive, compassionate guy. We talked with him for quite a while. The day after we talked to him, he was assaulted by a homeless guy, was injured.
And it's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. So we're really looking forward to it. We're really glad that you're going to tape the show.
Yeah. Oh, that was, I had requests, actually, from people who couldn't be out there. So I want to thank John for sending that in. And he's like, well, why don't you tape it? You talk about all this fancy equipment you have. And you know, sometimes I just get so into things, Paul, I don't think about it. So, yes, my engineer, and we'll have wireless mics so multiple people can be talking at this, you know, at the same time. And we're just going to describe what is down there and what the city is not doing about it. But I guess that's Hillary's mission now, is to make sure that we aren't San Francisco altogether.
Right, and you know, we need a real, and we will be really staying on it to, in a variety of ways, to make sure that that there's follow through on that and it's maintained. But I tell you, Monica, your listeners, they need to make immediate calls to City Hall about this child care situation there. That's the city running this shelter. That's the city allowing these sex offenders and criminals to come through this thing, because they won't call a locksmith who'd come out.
Well, now remember, Paul, the city doesn't run it. They have allowed Volunteers of America to run it. So they can stand back and say, well, it's not our fault. They're supposed to be overseeing it. So, Paul, I will have you back. We'll talk a little bit again tomorrow before probably after 11:30 to plug once again our big walk on Saturday. But I thank you so much for joining me this morning. And just like I tell everybody, QOL-Reno.org. Check it out for yourself. Stop listening to the media. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Monica.
KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show. Whatever you want to talk about. 884-9910. It's time for Fox News Update on KKFT.
You're right.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. I commenced shaking in the city. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looked strange to me.
Do you think they're playing this at
one-eyed
this morning? It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and KSVL 92.3 FM and Smith and Mason Valley, taking over talk for all of Northern Nevada, because all of Northern Nevada should have a voice. 884-9910. Happy. Excuse me. I'm trying to talk here. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I got things to talk about too. Happy Halloween, everybody. Yes, it is a cat fight everywhere, it seems like. On the hill and everywhere in between. That's why you have to pay attention to what's going on. You have to listen to people and you have to talk with people. You have to understand there's two sides to every story. What we see playing out in the media right now on Capitol Hill between the Democrats and the Republicans when it comes to the impeachment of our duly elected president is just incredible. Could you imagine if this was happening, if roles were reversed? Well, no, actually, I can't, because it wouldn't be happening. It seems like the Republicans are the only ones who play by the rules. Clinton was impeached because he lied straight to people's faces into the camera and tried to get away with it. We got a transcript. You can read it for yourself. Oh, it's incredible. Okay, so I recently received a letter from a listener. But we'll put that on hold because I like to talk to people first. 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Dave this morning. Hi, Dave. What would you like to talk about?
Well, good morning, sunshine.
I am even sunnier when it's Halloween. This is my favorite time of year, Dave.
Well, I just had to call in and say, one, I told my wife I kind of wanted to dress up for Halloween as Nancy Pelosi, and she said, oh, no, that's way too scary. You can't do that. Anyway.
I don't think you'd feel comfortable in those saggy, you know, sandbags that you'd have to wear around.
Well, I just wanted to say, if we have any Democrats listening and maybe the left wing leaning liberals, I just want to really say thank you. Thank you for this vote. Thank you that you're proceeding with this, because I honestly believe that the Democrats are going to put Trump back in office. I think that the American people are seeing this to be so ridiculous, so stupid, so petty, and they've already shown it once for 2 years of investigation, doing it again, and they're actually helping Trump, and they don't even realize it.
You know, Dave, I'm going to take that a step further and say I believe with what they have created with the walk-away movement of the Democrats, I think they are actually growing the independent and the Republican Party in general for doing this, because I think it's really coming to light that the Democrat Party has always been about socialism. It has always been about lessening your freedoms, changing the Constitution, and they're just making an even bigger, stronger, louder push. And I think a lot of Democrats are just saying, I'm done with this. This isn't what we initially, you know, thought being a part of this party was going to be.
Absolutely. And the thing with, as I've told people, Republicans are not going to vote in a Republican president. The Democrats are not going to vote in a Democrat president. The independents are going to choose which president is elected.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all up to the independents right now. And not just president. It is up to the independents to make that stand and know that Democrats will vote on the Democrat agenda, and that is socialism. And so sure. From the city council to the Washoe County commissioners to the state legislature and assembly, or the state senate and assembly, independents
right.
have to realize if you are going to vote a certain way, it better damn well be Republican, those Republican candidates, because it's all about socialism for the Democrats.
And this state, the independents, believe it or not, the independents elected our governor and also some of the Congress people. And basically, it's because if you look at the numbers, the independents versus how many, it's like 22%. Only 11% of those actually voted on this last election. So by them, yeah. by the conservative independents not showing up, elected the governor here.
Yeah.
And we could easily take it back.
Well, and I think, Dave, that the biggest reason for that was because, you know, not because of Adam Laxalt. It wasn't because they didn't want Adam Laxalt in there. I think it was because he was also endorsing Michael Roberson, who Republicans and independents alike did not want to see in there. And since he was running basically with Michael, I think that really just killed his campaign. If he had a better running mate for lieutenant governor.
Right. Now, I understand that possibly Adam is going to run for a federal position, either Congress or that. Have you heard that?
There is talks that Adam is going to take on Amaday because of what, you know, in voting with the president, Amaday has only kind of nixed or gone against what can be seen as going against the president twice out of all of the time that he's been in there. He is very supportive of the president, but perception is king. So people
Mark
are thinking
not,
that Adam Laxalt.
Well, I think that's why Heller lost, too. You know, I like Dean and everything, but and even though he showed to be supportive of Trump, he wasn't the bulldog such as Kevin McCarthy or something. You know, if you're gonna do it, take a stand and take a position for him, and don't.
Right, Heller.
You know, don't
Heller didn't support. Heller didn't support Trump until he needed Trump.
Right.
So, to me, that shows rhinoism. And did I just make up a word? Is that something, rhinoism? We have to get the rhinos out of office. That's the biggest thing, Dave. Whether it be Dean Heller, who is an absolute sweetheart, I have loved him for decades, and his wife and his family. Loved Sandoval, you know, a very, very nice man to deal with. But when you bring these rhino policies and are so willing to, you know, cross over that line, go bipartisan when it goes against everything your so-called party is saying, no, 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 you're a rhino and you got to go. That it's just that simple.
Well, you know, and you got to think about something. You got to take a stand and a strong stand on positions because that's what the Democrats do. But the other part is, if you don't stand for something, you stand for nothing.
And you'll fall for anything.
That's right. And you just have to take that position. But I just had to say thank you to everybody out there, all the Democrats that support this impeachment, because you're going to reelect Trump. And I love that kind of support.
All right. Thanks, Dave. I got to move on.
884-9910.
Let's check in with Paul Jackson this morning. Hi, Paul. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, how you doing? Well, it's a chilly morning. I wanted to talk real quick about the homeless issue that we have. The only way that we're going to correct this homeless issue is by voting in new city council members. We've got four of them up next year, and I know that we're working real hard to find some good candidates and get those folks out there and get some common sense into that council.
Well, that's the unfortunate thing, though, Paul, is the way Hillary Sheehy has been in there so long and the Democrats have been in there so long, the progressives, that there was even a nationwide, I don't know, accolades or whatnot, that downtown Reno is the up and coming place for hipsters, for millennials. And they have created literally a zone that I don't think any Republican can ever be elected in the downtown core of Reno. And in some of these wards, since we have ward-only voting, it's always going to be Democrat.
Well, I understand that, but I'll tell you, I've been working with the state party now on recruiting candidates, and we've got some great candidates coming up for assembly and for school board. We're really going to be able to take it to them on school board. And, you know, we can win in the city. We can win with common sense. We can win with good candidates with good ideas. Even the liberals, even the hipsters, even the most liberal people are starting to get sick of having all these, you know, bums basically downtown threatening people, creating havoc, making businesses go out of business, stopping people coming. So we can get that message across. And I've got to tell you, I have a pretty positive attitude about us getting some good candidates in there, and, you know, we're going to work to it. But people have got to help us out. People have got to come work with us. You know, we've got organizations like First Friday, which is going to be this Friday over at Famous Dave's. But we've also got things going on over at the Trump campaign. On Saturday, they're going to be doing a rehearsal for the GOTV next year. So they need people to come in and volunteer and help. And we need people to join the Central Committee of the Washoe County. You know, right now we've got about 270 members. We could actually have up to 2,000. So we need people
How do you join that, Paul?
It's relatively simple. You go into the office or you call the office and say, I would like to be a member of the Washoe County Central Committee. You'll talk to a nice lady by the name of Phyllis, and she'll give you all the instructions. You go to a meeting where you're nominated, and everybody cheers, and you stand up, and we make sure you're not a secret Democrat or something. And then at the next meeting, you're voted in. And, you know, the meetings are, you know, they're fairly far apart. They're about 3 months apart. But, you know, once you're in, you're then a voting member, and you can start working with the party. You start getting the emails and the information right away, which allows you to start getting involved. And I don't care what kind of person you are or what your interests are, there is something in our Republican Party in Warsaw that's just for you. Whether you want to join the men's club and you like going to lunch and listening to some interesting speakers, whether you want to come to First Friday and just hang out with your friends, or whether you join one of those dynamic women's clubs. And the women's clubs range from people who are, like, super involved to clubs that are a little bit more social. But I'll tell you, they are the engine of the Republican Party. There's people out there who are doing fantastic work, and have been doing it for, a long time. You know, we all know Sandy Masters has been around for forever. People like Kim Backus, Pat Benzing, they've all been around pushing this, making things happen. And that's what we need to do. We need to get off our duffs and start making some things happen. And one of the first steps.
Okay, Paul, I gotta cut you off. You can stay on the line if you want, but I gotta take a break. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. So creepy. They're family. KKFT, it's the Monica J Show on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley. 884-9910. I want to add to what Paul Jackson and I were just talking about there. I was just at my Mount Rose Republican Women's Club meeting last night. We had a wonderful speaker by the name of Brian Sear. And Brian was really driving the point home of how from the time of our founding fathers, for 200 years, this country saw prosperity. Our GDP was constantly growing. Individual wealth was constantly growing. It wasn't until the last 60 years when we saw big money, this whole global economy idea come around, people of wealth taking control, that we saw everything begin to come crashing down around us, and we are just at the worst point possible, but we are an amazing country. Wherever you want to get involved, you need to get involved. There's no more sitting back and watching other people doing it, letting other people put their lives on hold to run for office because they feel that finally something has to be done. We all have to do and work to change this downward spiral. I mean, I can give you numbers of countries, including China, that are going to be more prosperous, have better output, and higher intelligence than this country. And we can't let that happen. This is the greatest country of all. But there is an inside source who's gotten into politics on every single level that is driven to bring us down, driven to make us a global economy, a global force, a global law enforcement. That also means one leadership. Huh. Isn't that interesting that the UN came about around the same time? Just saying. Look it up for yourself. Look up the UN agenda for 2030. Stick around. We'll be right back. Let's talk about the kids. Let's have some fun tonight, okay? It's Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. And so I don't stress my voice too much. Here we go.